The first time Toby Minnick heard about it, he was at school. He's a senior at Juno Douglas High School, Yada'at-Kohla.
I think it was probably in calculus class, which is my first class of the day, and a lot of people were kind of like murmuring and talking about it.
Minnick's classmates were talking about BARK for Schools, or just BARK. It's a service the Juno School District started using this fall to monitor what passes through student accounts. It screens for mentions of violence, self-harm, drug use, sexual content, and cyberbullying, flagging messages for school administrators to review. The district's goal in using BARK is student safety, but many were unhappy to learn about the service. A handful of students, parents, and teachers shared their concerns at the October school board meeting. Most pointed to a lack of communication about exactly what BARK is and what it does. Since then, the district has shared more information on its website and directly with families. But weeks later, students like Minnick still have questions.
Until we get answers, I'm super against it. And probably when we get answers, I'll still be super against it. Just seems like an invasion of privacy.
The school district sees things a little differently. BARK for Schools can only access school accounts.
We have no desire to monitor anything private. We are monitoring an academic environment that we are providing.
That's Juno Superintendent Bridget Weiss. Many students and parents still aren't sure about BARK's reach. So here it is from the company and the school district. BARK for Schools only monitors messages sent from or to school-issued email addresses and Gmail chat, as well as anything stored in student Google Drive folders or posted in Google Classroom. BARK does monitor those accounts when a student uses them on a personal phone or computer, but it does not monitor anything else on the device. It doesn't track internet searches, and it has nothing to do with school Wi-Fi. Weiss says if a student talks about an unsafe situation on a school platform, administrators should be able to respond. She says they treat the alerts just as they would if a teacher or parent overheard something concerning and reported it. The district has always had the ability and a legal responsibility to monitor school platforms. But with 2,500 students, Weiss says the district didn't have an effective way to do it.
What this is allowing us to do is to have a shield of protection for students that we didn't have the manpower, would never have. It would be impossible to do a literal monitoring by a human being in the same way.
For some parents and students, that is their biggest concern, that the monitoring is being done by a third-party company. Minnick shares that reservation.
It is weird that our schools are monitoring us, but I feel like that's more acceptable to me than if a company is taking our data or scanning our data and that kind of stuff. I trust my school more than I trust this ethereal other company, BARK, that I don't know anything about.
So what is BARK? The company doesn't make any money off BARK for Schools, at least not directly. It provides the free service to over 1,500 school districts in the country. That way, BARK hopes to build trust and interest in its main product, a service that parents, not schools, can buy to monitor their kids' personal messages and social media accounts. At the October school board meeting, students questioned how BARK might use the data it collects. BARK's chief parent officer, Titania Jordan, says data is never shared with other companies.
We are not looking to monetize or sell your children's personal data. Our goal as a company is to protect your family and empower you with the knowledge to protect your family.
Normally, BARK deletes all data 30 days after it's collected. For Juno, it's 15. Jordan says BARK tries to provide tools to keep kids safe at a time when technology is changing rapidly.
This is a whole new landscape, right? Kids have never had this sort of access before in human history. And schools and parents have never had to school or parent kids in this sort of environment ever.
17-year-old Minnick says growing up in that environment doesn't mean his peers take any of it for granted.
I don't think a lot of people have that opinion that, like, our privacy in a new digitalized age is something that we should assume is already, you know, forfeit or whatever. We should know something where our information is going, who has it, what they're doing with it.
In response to concerns from students and parents, Superintendent Weiss says the district is providing options. Families have three choices. One is to stick with the status quo and use all school-provided platforms, monitored by BARK. Another is to completely opt out of school platforms. But a lot of classes rely on online tools, and it's not clear how students and teachers will have to adjust. The third option is restricted access. Students will be able to use Google Classroom and Google Docs, but they won't have a school-issued email address or Gmail chat. Families interested in restricted access or opting out should contact their principal. In Juneau, I'm Zoe Grieskin.